Hello?
Hi, Rodney.
Yep.
Hi, this is Chuck. I'm calling you from Pennsylvania Opinion Service. I'm calling you because we're conducting an opinion poll and would like to ask you just a few questions about the issues facing the community and the nation. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Will you probably vote? Chances 50-50, or would you probably not vote?
Definitely will vote.
Definitely will vote. Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everyone, may I ask you your race or ethnicity?
Black/African-American.
Black/African-American. Thank you. May I ask you, just for statistical purposes, your age, or you prefer not to say?
26.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Progressive.
Progressive, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Are you satisfied? Are you dissatisfied? Or are you very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed to?
I'm satisfied.
Satisfied, thank you. Now I'm going to read you five different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress must focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 on how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it is most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10, okay? The first issue is making college more affordable. From 0 to 10, how important do you think it is for you?
8.
Thank you. The next one says protecting voting rights and democracy. From 0 to 10, how important it is for you?
9.
9, thank you. The next problem it says improving K-12 education. From 0 to 10, how important it is for you?
7.
Thank you. The next one says banning tobacco products for adults. From 0 to 10, how important it is for you?
7.
I'm sorry?
7.
7, thank you. The next one says lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs. From 0 to 10, how important do you think it is for you?
6.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Approve.
Would you say strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards two institutions and one person. Using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you have never heard about the person or organization, please let me know. I have an option for that, okay?
All right.
Okay, so how are your feelings towards Joe Biden from 0 to 100?
75.
Thank you. The next one is an organization. So how are you feeling towards the Democrats in Progress from 0 to 100?
80.
80, thank you. And how are your feelings towards the Food and Drug Administration or FDA from 0 to 100?
60.
Thank you. Okay. Now I want you to I want to read you four priorities that for the Food and Drug Administration should focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, or 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 to 10, okay? The first one says, educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition. From 0 to 10, how important do you think it is?
8.
8. The next one says, authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes. From 0 to 10, how important do you think it is?
7.
Thank you. The next one says, restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages. From 0 to 10, how important do you think it is?
4.
Thank you. The next one says, authorizing prescription medication. From 0 to 10, how important do you think it is?
9.
9. Thank you. Okay, it is already legal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
I don't support the sale of those drugs.
Okay, so would you say? You support
still for the 1 to 10.
Okay, so would you say you support or oppose a ban by the federal government?
Support.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Do not support the ban for that.
Do not? Okay. Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
I think it will bring more harm.
Thank you. Would you say somewhat or much more?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues are more important right now.
Thank you. Okay, when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? I'm going to read you two statements. The first one says, prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. Or the second statement that says harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and prevention education and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Which
the second statement.
The second. Thank you. Now I'd like to review three things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The first one says, the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. Would you say this is very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not very concerned.
Not very concerned. Thank you. The next one says, more dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing or of any kind. Would you say this is very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. And the last thing that people say may can pass, it's an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about this happening?
Not concerned.
Would you say not very concerned or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Thank you. Moving on. Now we're going to review four statements that people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 to 10, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The first statement says, today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups, the LGBTQ plus community, and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation, support, and harm reduction. From 0 to 10, how much do you agree with this statement?
8.
Thank you. The next statement says, the federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. Bans for underage smokers and education that the dangers of smoking are common sense, but it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they cannot smoke at all. From 0 to 10, how much do you agree with this statement?
7.
Thank you. Or the next statement says, our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, and we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminal. From 0 to 10, how much do you agree with us?
10.
Thank you. And the last statement says, vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to large amount of unregulated vaping products from China flooding the market with no safety testing or regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products, and nicotine and menthol bans on cigarettes will simply give them another market in which to operate. From 0 to 10, how much do you agree with us?
6.
Thank you. Okay, we have reached the 78% of the survey. We are almost done. Sometimes over the course of our survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again if it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban that federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigarettes to adults 21 and over?
I do not support a ban. You said it was for 21 and over, correct?
Yeah. Do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually non-nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Oppose. Somewhat.
Okay. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your own community?
More harm.
Would you say somewhat or much?
Much.
Much more harm. Thank you. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or will it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for?
Would not have an effect.
Have no impact. Thank you. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? You may say yes or no. Smoke less tobacco, such as Deep or Shoe?
No.
No. Have you consumed wine?
No.
have electronic cigarette or vape products?
Nope.
Cigars?
Nope.
Beer?
Nope.
Coffee?
Yes.
Thank you. Soda or any of yes, thank you. Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
Nope.
Thank you. Okay, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed or studied?
Master's degree.
Master's degree, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Single, thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Would you say wealthy? Would you say upper middle class? Would you say middle class? Would you say working class? Or would you say low income?
Working class.
Working class. Thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Would you say urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation, time, and patience. We really appreciate it.
Not a problem. Have a good night.
Thank you, sir. Good night, you too. Bye-bye.